Welcome to the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria in Info FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? The 24th day in the month of November 2022, and it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. My name is Denise Dennis Walu. Special thanks to Kaladakoru Batubol for filling in for me yesterday on the Sunny Side as I was unavoidably absent. I think I saw him earlier and I asked him, how was the Sunny Side? And he said, oh my God, he didn't want to leave the Sunny Side. What did you guys give to Kalada yesterday? Tell me, I want to know. I'm sure you had a great time with him, though. How are you doing? How was your day? Or how's your day going from the morning hours up until now? I hope it's been productive for you. Oh, well, as always, it is time to have great conversations right here on the Sunny Side. Some thought-provoking conversation, I must say. I'm about to shake some tables. Let's talk the power of favorable mentions. Fasten your seatbelt and let's look forward to a great, great time together on Radio Talking for Development. Stay tuned. Without further ado, let's talk the power of favorable mention. I once read somewhere, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this. Tell them you are from me. You know, go to that office. Tell them you're from me. Take this card. Call Mr. John. Or call Mr. Jude. Or call Mr. Cal. Or call Mr. Prince. Tell him you're from me. And then you go ahead and you do as the person has said. I say, hello, yes, who's this? My name is Chioma, or my name is John. Mr. Jude said I should call you. And the person says, oh, yes, he mentioned you to me. So where are you now? Can we see and you guys meet? It could be for a job opportunity. It could be for a contract opportunity. It could even be for an admission opportunity. It could be for anything. It could even be for a loan. But tell them you're from me is often stronger than your degree. That is what somebody said. Tell them you're from me tends to open doors that ordinarily your degree or your name is unable to open for you. So, the moral lesson, build good relationships today. And some of us have benefited from such favorable mentions or recommendations. Now, it's always a problem differentiating between favoritism and favorable mention. We have long before now, you know, preached, talked against, debated against, clamored against favoritism in our society. But is there any similarity between a favorable mention and favoritism? Or are they one and the same thing? Some of us actually think they are both the same thing. So let's look up what favoritism is. And it still does not change your belief, though. I'll still open the phone lines and then have you share your thoughts on the subject matter. But then we'll try to answer two questions. Favoritism is the practice of giving unfair preferential treatment to one person or group at the expense of another. The practice of giving unfair preferential treatment to one person or group at the expense of another. So there is even an example here. My parents will vehemently deny showing favoritism towards one child in particular. So similar words for favoritism will be partiality, partisanship, preference, favor, prejudice, bias, inequality, unfairness, inequity, discrimination, positive discrimination, reverse discrimination, nepotism, keeping it in the family, looking after one's own, and job for the boys. Ladies and gentlemen, would you be honest with me today on the sunny side? Have you ever benefited from a favorable mention? That because someone mentioned your name or you mentioned someone's name, doors opened for you. You were considered favorably because of a mention. Is it a problem also? That's the second question. Is it a problem when someone else benefits from it and not you? Does it become something else because you are not the one benefiting? Or do you see it as the same thing? You know? Yeah, it's just favor. They follow me. Oh. Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. We also have the WhatsApp and Telegram number. It is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So you either call, and then if you can't get through to us via the phone lines, do well to send us a WhatsApp message. Our call screener is in standby to take your calls. So when you do call, do remember to comply, and in no time the call will be forwarded to me in the studio. So if you call and you do not hear my voice at first, don't be bothered. Just go ahead, drop your name, location, and in no time you would hear from me or you would be here with me in the studio. So let's hear from Andy. I don't know where Andy's calling from. Hi Andy, welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, can you hear me?
Andy, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, beautiful. So the question I want to find out is that did you say unfair preferential treatment?
That is for favoritism. That's the meaning of favoritism.
Unfair preferential treatment. When is unfair and it's preferential? It's kind of, it sounds contradictory. But let me just stick to it straight up and say that, of course, every one of us, there's nobody who has not been favored by man or by nature, that is divinity. There's no one who can say that he has not been favored by man or by nature. And this is what I mean by saying he has not been favored by nature. When there was copulation between your mother and your father, billions of sperm cells was ejaculated, right? And they began to travel on a journey. They began to run the race of life. And certain conditions within your mother must have made you to be favored. That was why you were the one who fertilized the egg. So favoritism actually starts from when we were quote-unquote created.
Okay.
The process of creation in the way known to man, we have been favored by circumstances, by situations, by conditions that are not within our controls. And when we get out of our mother's womb, we begin to enjoy these levels of, if you may, favoritism until death. So as humans, we definitely will get favored. But there's a point where, that's why I was asking when you say unfair preferential treatment. There's a point where it becomes negative. But the word on its own is not negative. If you looked in Genesis, if you looked at how the children of Israel were made to be mentioned above every other nation. They went through several nations, killing nations for their sake.
Yeah.
God or nature was killing nations for their sake. Would you say that they were favored or they were not favored?
So Andy, that's where we want to try to draw the line between a favorable mention and favoritism, because some people think both of them are the same thing. That I tell you, go and meet Andy. Tell him Denise sent you. And when Andy receives Denise, Andy is treating Denise nicely. or, you know, giving her a job or an admission or a contract solely because Denise mentioned, you mentioned Denise, or the person I sent to you mentioned Denise. Which is it going to be? Favorable mention or favoritism?
Okay, so that's favorable mention. It becomes favoritism where the person you sent to me or you sent me had the same level of experience, the same level of qualification with some other people.
Okay.
But because of the fact that the person was sent by Denise, I then decided to, without setting any form of examination, pick that person over the other.
Okay.
That's when the concept favoritism comes to being. Otherwise, favorable mention is not a terrible quantity.
It's not a terrible thing.
As a matter of fact, everywhere in the world, you get to see that on social media, there are people who would only transact with you if they knew you to have connection with certain people.
Okay.
Let me give a typical example. If you sent an invite to me on any social media platform, I quickly looked at our mutual
friends
list. And if I saw that the people we are friends with, that you are friends with, and is friends with me, I saw that person is not quote-unquote sensible, I won't accept you. But if the person is sensible, I would accept you. So it's basic. I'm accepting you because of the fact that I know that person, or I know that person to be sensible.
So
I don't need to get my point.
I get
so favorable mention is good. It's a great quantity everywhere, every time. There's nothing that is wrong about it. Even favoritism, there's a way you would stretch it, and it's also a good quantity.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Andy. Ken from Waji, welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing, Ken?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Go ahead.
The resources in life or in our world, they are scarce.
Okay.
And because of that scarcity, for people to enjoy various levels of these resources, various parameters need to be put in place for people to enjoy it. And the scarcity of these resources is one of the reasons why we have issues like favoritism or favorable management. Favoritism, if I'm to explain it from my own language, basically means when you prefer somebody over another for no other reason aside the fact that you are favorably disposed to this person. And favorable mention can lead to favoritism when you grant the person the particular prayer the person is requesting for just because of the name or the person that mentioned that particular reference to you. That is where favorite mention will turn to favoritism. But nevertheless, everybody in this current life have enjoyed one level of favorable mention or the other, because there was a time in Nigeria, for example, that once you are a graduate, you come out, you are sure you are going to get a job. And that job includes a car and everything. Happens like that sometime in the mid-70s, you know. But as we now started having more graduates, the job started getting scarcer. So we started having interviews, we started having all of that. And at different levels of interviews, if you...
Ken, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. Suddenly, I couldn't hear you again.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, at several levels of the interviews, you will find out that for small reasons, they were now weeding out people just because sometimes a lot of people could not even do the same job. Maybe the position is just for one person, and about 1,000 people applied.
Okay.
So that is where something like favorable mention will come up, because and they have 3 people at the end of the day who have qualified to do the job. And somebody just mentioned that, Minister Sosobo, the candidate, is also one of the 3 people. Okay, let's give it to him.
because he can do the job. But okay, now you have an extra, okay, I want to do a good job for somebody. This guy can do the job. And yeah. Nevertheless, he has, because of this other reference, I want to give him the job. So it is the scarce resources of the earth that is actually causing would I say misnormal or this situation that arises, because at different points in time, people need to take decisions based on capacity. Everybody can have this.
Will it be right to say, as every other person would say, I think I've heard this phrase several times, if you know no person, you're on your own. You're looking for a job in any of the multinationals and they're asking you, will you sabi for dear? Let's say the name of the multinational is Nigeria Info Oil Gas, how do they call it? Oil and Gas Firm. And they're asking you, if you don't know anybody inside Nigeria Info Oil and Gas Firm that will put your name or recommend you or call your name, or tell somebody to do something, you will not get the job there. So apply all you want, attend interviews all you want, write exams all you want, you may not stand a chance.
Yes, I know people make that kind of comment, and unfortunately, they are wrong.
Okay.
Because I know several people, yeah, that get jobs even in the height of what you got in probabilities. Like, for example, somebody got a job with an oil and gas company that I know very well.
Mm.
Yeah. And he got it right in the middle of the COVID pandemic situation.
Yeah.
And when I asked the person, because I got to find out that the person is so close to me, in fact, we came from the same village. The guy said, I know my village, I know the person, I know the person. Later, I found out I really know him very well. He did not know anybody. In this country, we make those comments and it weakens some people's spirit.
Mm.
But if you are really competent and you know your onions, your day is going to come.
Mm.
There is going to be a day that will come out and that same company I think nobody can have access to. And my younger sister had something similar like that. Then she was looking for internship to loot.
Mm.
And they pledged all manner of if you don't know people, the kind of minister you are, you are not a very strong minister, you cannot get to loot. I told her, look, you're a child of God, forget about that. Do what you got to do and just leave it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. I'm talking about my younger star, and we don't know any minister, we don't know any senator, we don't even know anybody. Mm. At the end, she got that internship in Loom to go and do her West Africa, consultancy stuff, which they do in Loom, right?
Mm.
She got it. At the end of the day, she did get it.
All right.
You know, what we need to do is to be positively oriented and positively minded. And even if you do need a reference or along the line, you don't know anybody, somebody may just along the road just give you the reference. Eh?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Ken. Ida, are you there? Okay, I think we lost the call from Ida. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
Yeah, Disco, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, where are you from?
Bayelsa State.
Which local government?
Nembe Local Government Area, to be precise.
And you came to our office. Yeah, and this is your friend. Peter Nakonji.
We came to, you know, bid for a contract.
Okay, come, follow me first. Leave your friends, made them there. You come. Are you seeing the line in me? I'm an gentleman from Bayelsa.
Mm.
You came with four of friends bidding for contract.
Mm.
And I called you. Give me your document. Go. That's favorite thing.
Okay.
Because where? You are from Bayelsa. I'm from Bayelsa.
Mm.
No, my sister, you need to hammer this member. No worry, just go.
So that I go buy a hammer for my mama.
You see the matter. All of this scenario, I'm just having a conversation with my friend.
And
we are looking for somebody that can brand ambassador our project to.
Mm.
Somebody who can do this. We need to be up in this program. Sorry. MC.
Mm.
MC. Ah, no worry. I get my somebody. Call Nigeria Info. Ask of G Square. Tell them, say, Nani, thank you. That is the line. They walk hand to hand. But the initial show that I favored you because you are from Bayelsa State. And I'm also from Bayelsa State. Favoritism, which is one problem in this country. If I may ask, when last did you see NNPC advertise job vacancy or recruitment? And who did you see attended the recruitment process? How? But every day people are being employed there. People are working there. Oh, NGTC is employing, you know. Have you heard it? But recruitment has going on. People are being employed. Favoritism. Some names were mentioned. Who meet that director? Tell them, say, now, Mr. Zion, thank you. And that is all. Relationship gives birth to all of them. If I have built a standard relationship with any of these, whenever the privileges come, I am always positioned to benefit. Too good, made them too good for you. Even the Bible said it, too good to all men. So this thing started from the Bible day. Cast your bread for many waters. Many waters. Mr. Zion.
Oh my God, it's getting interesting. Okay. The questions remain the same. Have you ever benefited from a favorable mention? And is it a problem when someone else benefits from it and not you? I mean, it worked for this person. Why not me? Why didn't I know somebody that would have mentioned my name somewhere? At least I would have. So because it happened to someone else and not you, oh, it's favoritism. When it is you, you guys share testimony in the church. We'll come back to this after this break. Just stay tuned to us.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
We also have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
If you're just joining us, it is the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. I once read somewhere, tell them you are from me is often stronger than your degree. So, moral lesson, build good relationships today. And some of us have benefited from such favorable mentions or recommendations. And then it's always a problem differentiating between favoritism and a favorable mention. When is it favoritism? When is it just a favorable mention? Some of us think that they are both the same thing. And earlier, I tried to tell you the meaning of favoritism, which would be the practice of giving unfair preferential treatment to one person or group at the expense of another. Is it the same thing as tell them you're from me? Is it the same thing as, oh, I recommend Chinonso? Chinonso knows how to do her job very well. So when Chinonso appears before the interview panel, they're not asking Chinonso too many questions. They're not asking Chinonso's degree. They give Chinonso the contract or the job or the admission or whatever help that Chinonso requires solely because a certain Mr. Carl or a certain Mr. Jude or a certain Mrs. Choma or a certain somebody had put in a good word for her and had mentioned, or the name was mentioned. So one of these days, I was in church and there was a sermon going on and there was a message. Favor is not fair. Favor is not fair. That favor opens doors for you that you ordinarily cannot open. And then the scripture was used. I will go before thee and make the crooked path straight. I will open before thee the two-leaf gate and cut in pieces the bars of iron. I will bring to you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places. And every day we pray for favor. Olua, favor me, oh, Baba God, oh. Olua, answer my call, oh. I think there was a song by Adekunle Gold. Baba God, oh, pick up, pick up. We pray for favor. And someone once shared a testimony that she was jobless, went to this establishment, asked to see who was in charge, and then she said, I'm here for a job. And the person that owned the company asked her, who sent you? And she said, my father sent me. And the person asked, who is your father? Say, you know him. My father sent me. And the guy could not wrap his head around who her father was. So he just said, I beg, I don't want problem. What did you study? Bah, 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 bah. Oh, yeah, oh, bam. And that was how she got employed. And the whole church were like, hey, Jesus, glory, I receive it. That's my portion. Hallelujah. Mm. Who was her father? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. It was after she was employed that the man said, wait, hey, wait, who is your father? But he had already given her the job. Was he going to take it away? Did she qualify at some point? Yes, by the time they went through her documents, because they told her to send in her certificates and all, she was indeed qualified. But she used a name, my father sent me, even though she wasn't specific about who the father was. And we've heard stories of rich kids who had gone to offices and used my father. Who's your father, Otedola? Who's your father? Dangote, who's your father this? Who's your father that? Are we saying that no, because it's not me, because I didn't benefit from any of such mentions? If you are benefiting from it, oh, it's favoritism. Or have you ever benefited from a favorable mention? Is it a problem when another person benefits and it's not you? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. I'd like to look through some of your WhatsApp messages. This one says, I have benefited from it even though I would prefer if we had a fair system. Daniel, send that in.